Radio.
I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time. So I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison. And by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
As we approach this 4th of July holiday weekend, looks like we'll be dealing with some dangerous heat. For today and the 4th of July, we'll lump it together. Very hot both days, high 96, 97, somewhere in there. Heat index near the 105 danger range, maybe even higher. There'll be some spotty random storms around. Some towns will get lucky. Many, many towns will get skipped, though. Watch out for dangerous lightning. In fact, lightning injuries and deaths peak on the 4th of July. Otherwise, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the odds of encountering a thunderstorm get a little bit better. Scattered storms around and highs in the middle 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Casasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
heaven's door.
Fingers were burned off in the playing of those fireworks. I'm here to tell you.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Dudell and Joey Clark.
Ironic. Tomorrow we are celebrating the Declaration of Independence. But we're not in a free country right now. We are not in a free country right now. I'm reminded of this because I'm looking at a tweet here. You've heard us play Little AOC.
Mm-hmm.
This is a, I guess, 10, 11-year-old girl who looks like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she did some video bits where she kind of impersonated, mocked, whatever you want to call it, the new hero of the far left. And here's the tweet. The left's harassment and death threats have gone too far for our family. We've been getting calls on our personal phone numbers. For our safety and our child's safety, we deleted all the many AOC accounts. These son of a bitches, they call us Nazis. One opinion and one opinion only is welcome with these bastards. And this has to stop. Think about that when you light up a firecracker tomorrow. This is the enemy within. They don't want you to have your own opinion. They don't want you to think for yourself. They want the government up your ass so that every time you fart, somebody gets brown on their face. They got to dox. They got to put names and addresses out there to put people at risk because they can't take it. Colin Kaepernick, King Douchebag the First of America. Well, I'm triggered by the Betsy Ross. I hope Trump has a 50-foot Betsy Ross flag at the Lincoln Memorial tomorrow. The hell's wrong with these people? What's wrong with Nike? You really think that's your market? Doing what Colin Kaepernick says to do? And they are, this is the only way they win, is to threaten people, to frighten them into going their way. And if that isn't Adolf Hitler's handbook or Stalin's handbook or Marxism at its very finest, I don't know what is. And trust me, these sons of bitches got a boxcar with your name on it if you disagree. If they get back into power, we're effed. We are. They mean business. And we got to fight back at the level they're fighting us. We just can't go around living our lives and cashing our paychecks and doing what we want to do while they are devoting every frickin' minute of every frickin' day of every week and every month to eventually establishing a totalitarian state. Theirs. So there'll be no little AOC. Because they threatened her and the family. They bully little kids. And in their almighty arrogance, and I don't know that that properly quantifies it, they don't care. We're supposed to watch out for everybody's feelings, but they don't care about the people they hurt, the people they put at risk, the heads they smash in Portland. Because they have justice on their side, along with most of the media. There's always been 2, 3, 4 or more circles of opinion. I'm talking about fringe. I'm talking about something that most people in America could connect to. They don't want that. They don't want that. And the man that's behind all this is named Barack Hussein Obama. He is determined. They have chosen Kamala Harris. Obama's people have chosen Kamala Harris as the next angry minority to run the country. And if we fall for that horse stuff again, we deserve what we get. No more little AOC.
Like, I'm
I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC. And, like, I want to talk about, like, climate change. Because, like, there's no doubt cow farts are making the climate change. Like, in July, the climate was 96 degrees. And in February, the climate was 36 degrees. OMG. Like, that's a huge change in the climate in only 4 months. Like, at this rate, the world is going to end in exactly 12 years. And, like, I'm only 29 years old now. So the world will be over when I'm only 37 years old.
It's cute. She's doing a parody of a politician who has thrust herself into the mainstream. An attention whore. A term for which I apologize not, an attention whore who is insatiable, who lies about everything she comes into contact with, drinking toilet water, all this other crap, who clearly is one of the many on the left in a position of power who doesn't give a rat's ass about your rights. They're interested in illegal aliens. And if you think it's a good idea to make illegal aliens the priority in this country instead of your rights, the people who have earned their citizenship here through legal channels, by being born, whatever. It's pretty much that simple. They don't care what you think. They don't care what, the only time they care about your opinion is when they know enough about it to try and shut it down, because they're not capable of winning an argument. They're Bolsheviks. They want an America I do not want to live in. So happy 4th. Well, I seem to have at least inspired the phones to ring here. Let's take a call or two real quick. Billy?
What's going on, Greg?
Oh, nothing.
Well, I agree with you 100% about this Cortez woman, or whatever you want to call her. But correct me if I'm wrong now. She's from the state of New York, correct?
So she says.
So
I think she's from Uranus, personally, but what do I know?
Well, I got an idea for you, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of notoriety, and you know what you're talking about. You do a great show. You have a large listening audience. Only you can pull this off, Greg. And I think we need to go back to like the year 1980. Remember when disco was very popular? And then was it Yankee Stadium when they piled all the disco albums up and burned them at the middle of a ball game? Is that where that happened?
No, that was Kaminsky Park, as the great citizen of Chicago, Barack Obama, called it.
Okay. Well, what you need to do, Greg, I think starting today, before our great day tomorrow, we need to call for everybody in your listening audience.
All right. I'm not sure what you're saying there, Billy, but I heard a word that I don't think I can let on the air, and I'm sorry. Did you hear what I heard?
No, I was answering a call.
I don't know what got out, but Billy, I can't take a chance. That's $75,000 I don't have to spend. Legal eagle, local heartthrob.
He must have said the word lawyer. Greg, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ironically, and I think you're absolutely right that the Obama folks have made up their minds they're going to push Kamala Harris. Ironically, they're probably her biggest enemy, because most people said, you know, we got fooled for 8 years of Barack Obama and ended up being a disaster for the country, for most of the country, at least economically, and the race situation was worse. Notice we haven't had any race riots since Trump's been in office, you know? Even though he's supposedly the biggest racist in the country, you know, things are relatively quiet on that front in terms of, you know, hot riots and stuff. I mean, I thought we were going to have all these riots in the summer. That's what the Democrats predicted. But what I'm trying to say is that I think Obama probably, I think there are a lot of people who said, you know, never again. I'm not just going to vote for somebody based solely on race. I'm going to base based on character and what they've done and not, you know, just the fact of their race, the fact of their sex, their sexual orientation or anything else. And that's how we should vote for people. You got a great black Republican, vote for him. If you have a great black Democrat you want to vote for him, vote for him. But don't vote for him just because of that.
I really believe we've reached the point where most people don't care about those things anymore. They're not going to not vote for somebody because they have a particular ethnic brand. I mean, those days are long gone. Look, Kennedy got elected in spite of huge anti... Everybody was afraid the Pope was going to be running America. Now he's just trying to run the world, the Pope.
Right, right. But, I mean, there's quite a few number of blacks out there who realize that, you know, Obama was just more of the same, you know, and he didn't do anything for them. As opposed to Trump, who they now have the lowest unemployment rate, the lowest number of food stamps. I mean, the economy is going in the right direction for people. And, you know, you can sit here and always point to somebody who's getting
rich. But notice how tolerant leftists treat black people that dare to be different, like Candace Owens.
Yeah.
All of a sudden...
You walk off from the plantation, man, you're going to get it.
And I've seen people use the N-word on her because she had the audacity to think for herself. God forbid.
Yeah, they call her a house N-word or...
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, or Uncle Tom, you know, things that...
They're horrible people. They're just horrible people. And they cannot be allowed to win. We got to beat their ass.
Swinging back to the main point is that... name me one person that Obama has gotten elected. Every election he participated in when he was president, every local election... congressional or senatorial election, he participated in an endorsed candidate in a close race.
He's the kiss of death, no doubt about it.
And he is, and so was Clinton. And because they overplay their hand, they think because all their friends love them so much that the rest of the country does. They don't.
No, they live in a... And Chad, I got to run. Thanks so much.
Okay, buddy.
Have a great fourth. They live in a echo chamber where they hear... Because they everywhere they look in the media... I heard somebody say today, or I saw somebody, it was a joke in one of our services about media outlets, and they made the inference that Fox belongs to Trump. That's the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard. Yeah, you have opinion-based shows like Hannity and really he and Laura Ingraham, the rest, Cavuto, sometimes Tucker Carlson, they're not totally in the tank for Trump. They've criticized him. And you think Shepard Smith is a Trump fan? What channel are you watching? So, stop. On the other hand, on the front of Drudge, which I actually had the audacity to look at, CNN's in a world of trouble. They have no viewers. Now, when radio stations have bad ratings, programmers say, okay, maybe we need to look at the music we're featuring. Maybe we need to go in this direction or that direction. With CNN, they're hemorrhaging viewers and have been for the last couple of years, and especially since the Mueller report came out. And they're not changing. What does that tell you? That means that they're not dependent on advertising for revenue. They've got somebody else who's helping to pay the bills. Give you one guess who that might be. Hello, Kay.
How are you doing?
I'm okay, Kay.
I just want to say you are rocking it today. I mean rocking it. You are 100% correct, and I am as pissed off as you, and I love those vulgar words you are throwing out because that's exactly how I feel.
I just can't think of a better word than son of a bitch sometimes, Kay. I'm sorry.
I think it's wonderful, and I'm just going to tell you, if this was Obama in charge of this parade tomorrow, it would be a whole different story out there with the Democrats.
Oh, look, if Trump had come out and said, I'm not going to feature the military because we don't want to show off or whatever, if he had said no military presence, they'd be criticized. What, do you hate the military?
Yeah.
Obama had a flyover and stuff at his first 4th of July, but that's okay because we know...
Trump can't win for losing the Democrats.
No.
I don't even care. I mean, it's like, don't even try because...
It's a waste of time to even try. And fortunately...
The only thing I would like is I would love for Trump to come out with a baseball cap in blue so that I don't have to wear a red baseball cap to an Auburn game. Because I just can't do it. I would love a blue Trump hat. I mean, he's surely not going to do orange, although Bush had an orange one because I had a McCain and a Bush. Sorry, I had a McCain one now. But anyway, they just would come out with a blue one before September rolls around.
So you can't go to a game with a red hat and you can't bring an elephant.
No, otherwise you risk. Not.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Hey, thank you for the good words.
You're welcome, and just keep it on because you're just 100% rocking it.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Yes, the Democrats, the left, bullying little kids who found a little niche. When Gregory Benjamin Budell was 10 years old, a comedian named Vaughn Meader did an album called The First Family. Vaughn Meader did a dead-on JFK impersonation, and it was one of the hottest things in the country. And I practiced imitating him, and when I was that age, I could do him very well. I used to be asked by adults to do my... And mostly what I did was memorize bits from the album. And they'd laugh, and but nobody... threatened my parents, tried, put death threats. This is what they're doing. How do they get away with this? Where is our esteemed FBI tracking these people down and pulling them out of the basements by their ears? You're not safe. Just not safe. And Jim.
Hey, look, I'm going to have a great day tomorrow while all the Democrats are sitting around sucking their thumbs and clinging to their whatever it is. But,
their binkies. They all need a big nipple to suck on.
Well, Trump is a master. He's exposing them. Just like when they all raised their hand up there to allow the immigrants to have illegal aliens to have free. That's on tape now.
Yeah.
He's got all these recordings, these people, and they're demeaning the 4th of July now that he come out with this big extravaganza, and now he's exposing them to the whole country.
And by the way, this citizenship question on the census has overwhelming support around the country, but they find themselves in Obama or Clinton judge, and they know they're going to get the ruling. And since when do judges run the country?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to turn around, and you know what? For all these people that are complaining about the tanks rolling down the street, Google the inauguration of your Democratic president, Mr. John F. Kennedy. During his inaugural parade, there were tanks rolling down the street. But they don't want to talk about that. See, that's, they act like, oh, that's never happened.
That's
before.
An inconvenient truth.
It's happened plenty of times, and these tanks are not going to be rolling anyway. But I think it's going to be great, and it's going to, he's going to have so much momentum.
Look,
and support from his election.
Here's what brings me comfort, and I got to run. Thanks for the call. What brings me comfort is I am convinced that this president is playing chess, and the media, the Democrats, they're playing tiddlywinks. They can't beat him. They just can't. And that's why... In the long run. And don't forget, the Republican Party is as lame as it gets. Kay, I believe, mentioned the show of hands at the Democratic. You think illegal aliens should get health care? That's a gift. That is a gift you can't put a price tag on that you turn into a spot. And don't run it next year. Run it now. Run it now. Sue the damn networks so they can't ban it for some supercilious reason, and tell people now, because the majority is on his side. But do you trust the Republican Party to be that aggressive? Say, hey, look at this. We've got every effing Democratic liberal moron up there with their hand up saying, yeah, I believe in free health care for illegals. When I got a friend here who's worked her ass off her whole life who doesn't have insurance and nowhere to get it because she doesn't fall into one of the special categories that they've designated for the poor and the... It is wrong on so many levels, I can't count. We did get confirmation on the Billy word. 30 days.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you see who had the Betsy Ross flag at his inauguration?
No.
Barack Obama.
Did he really? Well, who's out there making sure the media knows that?
Well, a lot of the conservative media, but, I mean, he had, like, all the historical renderings, you know, of the American flag behind him.
One big-ass mistake, America, and we're going to be paying for it for a long, long time until the last judge he appointed or anybody else is gone. On the other hand, and here's Drudge, right? This is how we know Drudge is full of fudge. Stocks roared to record highs. That's the headline, which is true. They did today. What's the next headline? But job gains hint at slowing economy. Hey, Drudge, where was your ass during those 8 glorious years when we had no economic growth, interest rates were kept low, just to give the impression that this man had a clue about what he was doing when it came to the economy? Where's that story? The problem we have with jobs is that we don't have enough competent people to fill them in the areas where employment's available. We got a lot of people with philosophy degrees spanking their monkeys in their mother's basement doing nothing because they went and got a useless degree, and then they piss and moan, I've got $100,000 in student loan debt. Well, that's just too bad and so sad. That's the cue that I have to move on now to this message from Mr. Electric, who brought you this entire 20-minute rant. You no longer have to wonder who to call when you need an installation or an repair involving electricity. It's Mr. Electric. These are certified master electricians. In the universe of electricians and people who are experts with electricity, these are the best of the best, the most qualified people. That's what you want when it comes to anything being installed. I don't know who the previous owner of that house hired to put in motion-activated security lights, right? Put them in, but, I forgot to run a wire out to the light so that when motion came by, it would turn on. Really? Well, Mr. Electric fixed that. They relocated an outlet for it. It was probably installed by the same guy because we couldn't open the front door if something was plugged in. That was a brilliant move. So a lot of what we had done by Mr. Electric was correcting things, but we've had some installations done, too. We bought the Ring doorbell system, and we asked them to put it in for us because we wanted people who know what they're doing, and it works like a charm. So don't take chances. By the way, anything you call them up to have done at your place, they'll give you an upfront price, and that's what you'll pay. No games, no gimmicks. Mr. Electric, the very best. 269-8886 is the number. And their web address is MrElectric.com. Great company, great people. 3:35, just talking to Balaki before I came upstairs. A lot of traffic, especially 65 and so forth, so we'll be on that all afternoon. And we got to take this break. Segment ran a little bit long.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 3 o'clock hour, and boy, traffic is busy this afternoon. Be careful on the boulevard because it is pretty much wall-to-wall traffic all the way around. If you are on the interstates, everything seems to be moving along pretty well on I-85 and on I-65. The only issue we see on the 31s is a stalled 18-wheeler around mile marker 90. That's going to be south of town near Pine Level, so be careful if you are rolling through that area. Rain is moving into the area. Please be careful. Watch where you're headed and look out for the other guy. Peking Palace on the Southern Boulevard has been serving great Chinese food for years. They're back. Same family, same great food, but now known as Jenny's Restaurant. Stop by Jenny's Restaurant. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's outside doing some stuff this afternoon right around 2 o'clock. This giant cloud mass developed and literally hid the sun and lowered the temperature about 10 degrees. It was most welcome. Well, we're getting the update. on the weather from the
adorable
Rich Thomas. I'll check the Live in Fear Doppler. Don't go away.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The big story over the 4th of July holiday weekend is going to be the heat. It's going to be pretty intense with heat indices each day in the 105 danger range. There could be an evening thunderstorm around the area before they fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 96 or 97 with those triple-digit heat indices. And a few random storms here and there. Unfortunately, most towns will stay dry, but some towns will get quite a show with a lot of lightning, too. You can track those storms on our weather app. Hit it on your phone or tablet. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances actually get a little bit better in that there'll be more storms to go around, but they'll still be random. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All right, checking the Live in Fear Doppler. We do have masses of, for the most part, light showers, a couple of thunderstorms mixed out to the south and west. Let me hit the motion button and see which direction this is heading in. Wow, when those things first flared up, they were very sizable. They've kind of rained themselves out, but light showers are moving towards the city, and it's going to be kind of a hit-and-miss thing, like Rich said. We got your local news. Paul, Gary, Georgia from Alabama. Hang on, we'll be with you.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A second suspect is behind bars in the June 20th shooting death of Herschel Simmons. The Montgomery Police Department charged 17-year-old Don Osborne with murder. He's in the Montgomery County Detention Facility on a $150,000 bond. And MPD is investigating a single car crash that killed a man on Selma Highway. It happened this morning around 3 a.m. The driver was pronounced dead on scene, and his identity is pending following forensic investigation. Plus, start off Independence Day early tonight at Blunt Cultural Park in Montgomery. The event is free and open to the public. Music from Cam and Company starts at 6, followed by fireworks at 9. For a complete list of Independence Day activities, head to our website, alabamanews.net. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Celebrate this 4th of July in the emergency room at your local hospital. First, go buy a bunch of fireworks. Next, drink way too much beer. Then let everybody know at your get-together that you know what you're doing. And finally, light the fuse and hold the firecrackers in your hand for just a little too long. You'll not only ruin the 4th for everyone, you might just lose a finger or two. And teach your kids the importance of moderation. Have a happy 4th of July. This message brought to you by Don't Be a Dumbass.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
It's food, fun, and fireworks as the city of Montgomery presents the Independence Day celebration at Blunt Cultural Park on July 3rd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Wind Creek Casino, Bama Budweiser, Larry Bucket Chevrolet, and WSFA. Enjoy live music by Cam and Company, kids activities, food vendors, Budweiser Beer Garden, and fireworks at dusk. Admission is free and you are encouraged to bring chairs and blankets. Enjoy all this family fun and grab the best seat in town for the grand fireworks display on July 3rd at Blunt Cultural Park. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The following is a message from the President of the United States.
Hello, and happy 4th of July, everybody. This weekend is a time to get together with family and friends, kick back, and enjoy a little time off.
I'm going to party.
Drinking and doing drugs.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Drunk driving. I am feeling pretty good right now.
Golly.
It is. This is some tasty beer.
With that, I'm going to get sick. Oh, shoot.
What did you do on the 4th?
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
You'd have to be high to believe what you do. No doubt about it. Georgia from Alabama.
Hey, first off, I want to tell you, I agree with you 100%, everything that you say. And, you know, I'm a Trump fan all the way. But what I want to know is, you know, you said that man said something that was not appropriate.
He used one of the seven words.
Yeah. One of the what words?
Seven words.
Seven words. Oh. What I want to know is, you know what word I hate and you use it all the time?
Hmm.
ASS.
Ass?
I hate that word.
Why?
And you say it all the time. Because it's so crude. It does. It just sounds so crude. You know? I'd rather say, I don't know, something else.
But?
Than that. So what do you think?
Is butt okay?
Yeah, that would be better than...
How about
Heine? Heine's okay. Have you ever had anybody tell you that before?
I had a girlfriend once. I named hers a rumpus room.
A what?
Georgia from Alabama does not like the word ass. We're trying to come up with alternative terms.
Arse?
Yes.
Well, I just
know that I have somebody... a friend, and he uses the word all the time, and I can't stand it. It just sounds so crude.
I didn't finish college.
It doesn't matter. I didn't either. And I still don't. Yeah.
You sound like your education was good.
How old you are. What?
I said you sound like you had education that was good.
Oh, I just went to high school back in the... I'm 70 years old, so back then, you know, we had a good education.
You don't even sound half that old.
Well, I am. I've got 9 children.
Wow.
36 grandkids.
I am not
going on five grades.
I'm going to do my best to not use that word because I respect
really?
My elders.
Well, thank you. But you're not probably too far behind me, are you? How old are you?
Oh. It's 3:45, and we have to take a break now.
But okay, I'll let you go. Thank you, though.
I appreciate your call. I think she may have been referencing what I said yesterday when I said, here's a big bullseye on my ass. Why don't you put your, you know, something to that effect.
Well, wow. I'll admit I'm an ass.
Don't say
rectum.
It.
Hey, Paul.
Hey. All right. Hey, Greg, I'm going to try to help get your blood pressure down, but I do love your rant.
Thank you.
Look, I mean, the fact that these super silly Democrats had two debates and not one American flag behind them did not go unnoticed in this country. And number two, Kamala Harris has a snowball's chance in the furnace of getting elected to be president of the United States. These jokers I've seen on these debates, there isn't any of them that I think could make it. I think Biden isn't going to make it. His health ain't going to hold up.
I think he's dead already. They just haven't told him.
Yeah, that's right. He just, you know, he's a walking zombie. But none of these people are going to gain any kind of traction. They're all anti-American. They're all downplaying America all the time. And I'll tell you what, I think. And this is my opinion, but I think the majority of people are sick and stinking tired of having our country run down by a bunch of know-nothing bozos. What do you think?
I want to believe devoutly everything you say. I still have faith. Look, it goes to the issue of the question on the census. Are you a citizen? Recent polling shows that over 70% believe that that needs to be asked. We have not lost on this stuff yet. Like I mentioned earlier, it's not that I don't see how you can miss the gift of every Democratic candidate saying free health care, free benefits for illegals when we got people here that can't get it, who've worked their asses off their rear ends off their entire life. But we're going to just hand out. We're just going to take our wealth and hand it out to people who broke the law to get in the country. That's wrong. It's just wrong. They want open borders. They want to overrun this country with people who show up with uneducated, with little to contribute, who will be a burden on the local citizens wherever they take up residence, because they're going to need services and schools and everything else. And that's what they want. And why any normal American would vote for somebody that's an advocate of that is beyond me. But they're out there.
Well, I agree. And the same thing, all they have to do is look at California and the rot gut they got out there.
Oh, my God.
San Francisco, Los Angeles.
What do we got in San Francisco? They allow people. I saw the photo. I wish I had posted it. See if you can find it. The guy who was taking a dump in front of the people dining at a restaurant outside. See if you can find that.
Okay.
You can do that. You can drop your pants and crap in the streets, but they have outlawed vaping this week, and they will fine you $350 if your little manchewini leaves a little Tootsie Roll on the sidewalk and you don't pick it up. That's San Francisco. Yep. They're nuts.
Yep. They are.
It's scary.
Hello, Greg. I tell you what, I'd rather be talking about our dogs. You know, my little monster weenies, they give you their highs to Briscoe and Hershey.
Oh. So, my little genetic gizmo face, black bearded catter thing, Mr. Thing, gub, 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 gub.
Yeah, Cleo and Rooksy say hi.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I'll talk to you later.
Chunk-a-doodle-doo. the wiggly wig, the dog. And you do the treat, treat, treat. We should do an afternoon of those sometime. Wayne.
Hi, Greg. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Joy and Co-Force have done a wonderful job in your absence.
I knew this.
Appreciate it, Wayne.
Never doubted it.
I heard you mention Drudge and Fox a while ago. I may recommend to you, if I may, another website called What Finger.
Yeah, I'm familiar with What Finger.
All right. We're on board then. Thank you.
No, it's a, there's What Finger is missing something that, I can't figure out what his name is. We need a new aggregator. I don't know who got the Drudge or what happened with him, or if it's just personally he doesn't like Trump. He seemed to be quite thrilled because Trump drew millions of extra hits to his website during the election cycle. You know what I want for the 4th of July? I want some people perp-walked. I want all those FBI bastards perp-walked that abuse their power.
I understand and agree.
That would be even better. During the middle of the parade, have them, ankle irons to show people this is what happens when you mess with our freedom.
That would be sweet, but you know what they would charge him with?
What?
Dictatorship.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, okay.
Because dictators don't single out 11-year-old kids who impersonate a public. How about that clown show, that woman who looks like a female pimp in Florida, the congresswoman with the hat? She thinks it should be against the law to mock any congressperson online or in social media.
Yeah, she's entertaining, but, oh, my God, it scares me.
You know what's scary? People put her in office. Hey, that's who we want representing us. Florida pimp.
Well, thank you for your show and so and everything.
Thanks for the call. Here's Don.
Sometimes it takes a crude word to be descriptive enough to show your emotions.
I used a few this afternoon.
You know, the thing that really angers me more than everything in the world is these people just coming across the border, just streaming across, thumb in the nose at Americans, say, I'm here.
Yeah.
Give me free food, free housing, free everything. And now we're supposed to be upset they're crowded. I mean, I'm sure that cell is better than where they came from, but it's just, it, the ridiculous of it, it's just more than you can take it sometimes. It scares me where our country's headed. You know, we're changing the whole demographics of our country, and I guess you're racist if you would like to keep the demographics of your country.
Well, the scary part is our education system has become an indoctrination center for Marxism, and now they're graduating and coming out, and they know everything.
You know, the other day they made some sort of comment about Kamala Harris, and unfortunately Donald Trump retweeted something. We retweeted. If you looked up that great brain Don Lemon's conversation about a month or two ago, he was saying everything about the same thing about Kamala Harris, that she wasn't a black American and all this other stuff. You know, it's just ridiculous how the words change from day to day. You know, it's like A.M. Joy now loves gay people. It's just ridiculous.
You know what? And thanks for the call. William B., I was just about to take your call. I really believe this in my heart, that the great majority, and this includes conservatives, Republicans, independents, whatever, I think the great majority of Americans don't care anymore. We have achieved that goal. I really do. I can't tell you how many people, given the choice that we had in 2008, that voted for Obama hoping it would be a signal to minorities in America and around the world that we are not a racist country. And what happened? We, as one caller pointed out, we had more race riots with it because he, you know, incident in Ferguson. Did he wait to pass judgment? No. He sent half the DOJ in there to find any reason. They ruined Darren Wilson's life. I wonder how he's doing today. While they're putting up monuments to a big fat ass thug. And they burned parts of their town down and drove off businesses to make a point. Whoa! Ugh. The worst, the absolute worst, the lowest day within the last few years was, I think it was July 7th or 8th, will be the anniversary. I know it was a couple of days after Comey's clearance of Hillary when five Dallas police officers were murdered protecting the rights of free speech of people who hate police. Bought and paid for groups who, you know, what do we want? Dead cops. Sharpton's friends. Five Dallas officers murdered protecting their rights, and who comes in to give a big speech? How could they let Obama in to do that? He inspired a lot of that hate. This is the guy, what was that idiot professor's name? Blakely?
No, you're talking about Henry Louis Gates.
Oh, yeah.
The police cops acted stupidly.
Yeah, the cops acted stupidly. Again, passing judgment because the cops, I guess, were white and the professor was black. But they saw somebody trying to break into a house. How do they know? Whoa, the police acted stupidly. And he was never held accountable. Whoa, let's have a beer garden summit. Whoa, we got to have a conversation about race. We don't have conversations about race with these people. They lecture us. There's no conversation. And a lot of the, I was talking with a buddy from my high school online the other day. And I said, true or false? I said, do you know anybody from the old neighborhood who still lives in Chicago? And he said, hell no. And we both kind of found it remarkable that the same places that we would never go to 40, 50 years ago in Chicago are still the same places where it's a kill zone. But they keep electing Democrats. All of the great cities that are now in various throes of decay. Oh, Chicago has a spectacular lakefront. And there's a lot of commerce and a lot of capitalism along Michigan Avenue and in those buildings along the Chicago River. And it looks like Oz. But as soon as you start moving further west away from the Oz that is downtown Chicago and Michigan Avenue, it's very different. 357. If you are facing a divorce action, or perhaps you've had it, whatever the situation, Delk and Tomlinson, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, looking out for their rights when it comes to matters of custody, to negotiate a livable, workable agreement. They will handle any divorce situation, but that's their specialty. And the difference they've made, their website is divorceformenalabama.com, and I suggest you read the testimonials, because maybe those of you listening aren't in this position, but you may know somebody who doesn't even know who to call. I recommend a call to them. As a News Talk listener, they offer a very generous discount on the consultation fee, and they are tires. You want somebody in that kind of situation who will be your advocate, your tenacious advocate, to make sure that when all is said and done, you have an agreement you can live with and you can focus on moving on with your life, because they're taking care of the negotiations, producing the settlement. So you can focus on work, focus on moving ahead. Every divorce involves lots of changes. And subtle little things like a different route to work and stuff can make a big difference in how you proceed through that phase of your life. The number is 819-4810, 819-4810, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we are already at 4 o'clock. Went by fast, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.